Minnesota's most listened to news station, News Radio 830 WCCO.
And then Charlie and Raj get together and sing the good morning song, and it was just a part of the program, man. You got up in the morning and you expected that song to be sung, and they did it every single day. And we did it for a lot of years after that, too, the good morning song. And another creation of the minds of Boone and Erickson. Losing Charlie yesterday at 88 was tough, but he'd be the first guy to tell you, as Steve Murphy said earlier this morning, let's celebrate today. Let's not feel bad about things, but you can't help it. He was a special guy, and a guy that worked with him for all his 39 years on this radio station was our good buddy Bruce Hogovic. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. It's so good to talk to you, and it was quite a loss yesterday when we heard that Charlie Boone had passed away. But like you said, at the age of 88, he had lived a good, long, and very productive life. And you're right, I worked with him from day one that I started at WCCO back in 1973, all the way until the time I retired in 2012. And, you know, Steve Murphy and Susie Jones and Eric Escala and some of us had the opportunity to get together with Charlie occasionally in our retirement years, at least in my retirement years. And we went to breakfast with Charlie and with Roger Erickson several times. And we were over at Charlie's house several times as well. In fact, we saw Charlie about a month ago. It was the last time that I saw him. And he was still the same old Charlie. You know, he'd become frail, we know that, with some of the health issues he had. But his mind was very clear right up until the very end. And the same personality, that marvelous style. You know that, Dave, the style that he had. In everything that he did on the air and off the air.
Very well read and very funny, Bruce, when you were on the air or particularly off the air. Very quick-witted.
Very quick-witted. And, you know, I was always, even after working with Charlie and actually with you, Dave, and Roger Erickson and all the other legendary broadcasters at WCCO, even after working with him daily all those years, I was always in awe of the way he could handle himself with such ease on the air. And he was the same way on a live stage because, you know, they had the he'd perform on stage several times too over those years, especially with Roger Erickson. And I asked him one time, I said, do you ever get nervous when you're on the air or when you're doing a performance on stage? And he said, when we're on stage, he says, we own the stage. He was completely at home entertaining people. And the thing that Charlie had that was so special, I thought, was that the way he could relate to the audience on WCCO radio. I mean, everybody who heard him on the air thought of him as somebody with a lot of class, but somebody who was very approachable, and somebody that it would be easy to talk to. He'd be easy to approach and easy to talk to, and that's exactly the way he was off the air, too.
Well, he was a pretty special guy, Bruce. As you know, you and I worked, when I started, you and I worked weekends and became pretty good buddies. And little did I know behind the scenes, I had no intention of ever working on this morning show. But by 1992, I was part of this morning show. And there were two reasons why. One was named Boone and the other was named Erickson. So they were great mentors for a lot of us, yourself, myself, so many of us here at CCO. But more important to the listeners that they serve so well every day. Here's Lynn that sends a wonderful message from Rice Lake, Wisconsin. And we're getting a lot of these messages here this morning. Appreciate those. We'll try to read some of those later. Bruce, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Never enough time to talk to you, but good to hear your golden tones again here.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Bruce Hogovic, the pride of Ortonville, Minnesota, as we said every weekend, and one of the great guys in our business. 728, talking about the passing of Charlie Boone at 88 years old.